Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. It's up, it's up. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Pirelli Scorpion Weather Active. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive. You can go to TireRack.com/Dan. That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Final hour on this Tuesday, Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. We hope to have Ray Allen join us here in the final hour. He's running a little late, but we thought we'd have Ray on after the kumbaya moment where Kevin Garnett got his jersey retired and Ray went out on the floor and they shared a hug. And then Paul Pierce came out, and this has been a feud that's been going on for a decade here. Whenever you talk about the big winners of free agency, you normally point to the team that landed the biggest star. But yesterday, the Bengals came out a big winner. Didn't land a star. The team addressed the problems across the offensive line. They made it to the Super Bowl, but they gave up 70 sacks this past season. So Joe Burrow, now, we're 1 year removed from his season-ending ACL injury. The Bengals don't want that to become a trend, so they brought in the former Tampa guard, Alex Kappa, and he was a Pro Bowl alternate. Ted Karras, they got him from the Patriots. He's good, too. So it's not going to make front page. And normally we'll focus on the big names, the names we recognize. But a lot of these teams that do things sometimes quietly, in a subtle way, not a big splash, you know, those are the things where you maybe look at next season and you're going, man, that offensive line's a whole lot better. And we'll point to this moment where the Bengals went out, spent some money, and they brought in some help there for Joe Burrow. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle at DP Show. Sign up, the bracket challenge. If you have a perfect bracket, you win $1 million. But we have other great prizes. Traeger stepped up with a grill, Link Soul gift card with their great clothes, Callaway, a rogue driver, and Panini, our trading card partner. They have a football mega box. Go to danpatrick.com. And one winner wins all of those things. I don't know about the $1 million if you're going to have a perfect bracket, but everything else I'm taken care of. But go there and sign up. This program brought to you by Mercedes-Benz, the 2022 Mercedes-Benz range of SUVs. Learn more at mbusa.com or test drive one at your local dealer. This almost feels like the rebirth of Trevor Lawrence, because we gave him a hall pass the first year because this was all about Urban Meyer and the mess that was the Jags. And his stats weren't any good, because this is the sure thing. Usually once every 10 years, we go, oh, Andrew Luck, sure thing. Now you have Trevor Lawrence. Is he a sure thing? I'm not so sure. But they did go out and get a couple of receivers, got an offensive lineman. You got a couple of good running backs there. And they're going to have to overpay, because you're going to have to get players who may not want to go to Jacksonville, but they can't help but go to Jacksonville because the money's good. But this is the year I think we look at Trevor Lawrence and put him under the microscope and look at him a little closer. And we should, because yes, it's difficult to come out of college and make a splash right away on a bad team. Mac Jones outperformed it. Now, Mac Jones was on a better team. If I flip these, we'd be talking about the unbelievable year that Trevor Lawrence had. I mean, that's how fickle we can be when it comes to, and I pointed this out. If Patrick Mahomes played in Jacksonville, we'd say, that guy's entertaining. You would not say he's the best quarterback in the NFL. And if he had gone to the Bears, who knows? You get to the right place at the right time with the right coach, the right offensive weapons. And if you're a good quarterback or a very good quarterback, you can cement your status there. And that's what happens. You're going to a team that has an infrastructure there. Trevor Lawrence, he had no chance. Urban Meyer made a mess of that situation. And he had to answer for his coach at press conferences almost weekly. Hey, what did you think of your coach at the bar in Columbus? Like, what other quarterbacks are answering questions like that? Coach didn't fly back with us. What did you think, Trevor? It's tough enough to win. Now you got to try to win with an inferior product, and you got a coach who is not long for the job. But you get 1 year. You get that 1 year hall pass. That's what Trevor Lawrence has. And I want to see now what happens to him, because he should be held to a higher standard. I mean, I could look at Zach Wilson and go, all right. Now, I thought of all the quarterbacks, if there was going to be a bust, it would be Zach Wilson, because you're going to a bad organization, and I only saw you play at a high level for 1 year. And even you started that year, didn't even know if you were going to start. But then, you know, we can look at the other quarterbacks who were, you know, is Mac Jones going to be better next year? How much better will he be next year? Are they going to get some skill position wide receivers there? And, you know, are they going to do well in free agency? Certainly helped when you had Tom Brady, because there were free agents who said, all right, I'll put up with this. I got a chance to win a Super Bowl. But if you're looking at, you know, how good some of these quarterbacks are, you still go back to who's the coach, offensive coordinator, what kind of weapons do you have? You got a decent offensive line? Do you have a go-to wide receiver? You know, it's formulaic. It's really hard to come in without any weapons or a bad offensive line. Like what Joe Burrow did, that doesn't happen. He didn't have a good offensive line. And, you know, he goes down after, what, week 9, needs surgery, then comes back. And the offensive line was still not very good. If the offensive line was better, they would have won a Super Bowl. They might have blocked Aaron Donald on the final play, and he had Ja'Marr Chase open. Like, that's what the season came down to. I mean, imagine that. Everything that happened. If somebody was able to block Aaron Donald for 1.5 seconds longer, maybe we're talking about the Bengals winning a Super Bowl. It's crazy. But if you look at that play, Jalen Ramsey's falling down. Ja'Marr Chase is wide open. He's going to score a touchdown. One block that lasted a little longer, 1.5 seconds. And maybe we're talking about a different scenario. With everything that happened this season in the NFL, it came down to that. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle @DPShow. Deshaun Watson is going to have a Zoom interview with the Cleveland Browns today. And he also has a deposition about the civil. I don't understand this. If I'm Deshaun Watson, I say to the Cleveland Browns, I got something a little more important here. I got to talk to you. I got to answer questions about the civil lawsuit. And this is going to be detailed. And now you have the attorney for these 22 women. And he's going to be coming at him hard. He is going to try to upset him, unnerve him. Maybe he says something. You know, maybe he scares away some teams. But this is a big day for Deshaun Watson. Now, last Friday was. They decided that they weren't going to press criminal charges. This is civil. It won't be civil, but it's about civil lawsuits. Yes, Eden.
But where does Deshaun Watson currently stand in terms of quarterback rankings? Because you've seen the emergence of Justin Herbert, Joe Burrow. Does he fall in line with those guys? Is he better than them? Is he not as good? I have a hard time figuring out how good Deshaun Watson still is.
I can only go by his last year that he played. And he was on a bad team that won, I think, four games. And he was a top five quarterback. If I'm ranking quarterbacks, is he still a top five quarterback? I don't know if I could rank him. I mean, he's 26, but he threw for 5,000 yards that last season he played for a bad team. I think 33 touchdowns. So potentially, yes, top five. But I just don't know what that 1 year has done to him. And is he going to be suspended for any games and then coming back? Who's he going to go to? Carolina's not a very good team. Saints are a good team. Browns can be a good team. I think that's really important as well. How good is the team around him? Yes,
if you're looking top five,
okay.
Do you have Brady in there?
Well, are we talking 1 year? Because Deshaun Watson's under contract.
Going into this season, 2022.
I put Brady in the top five based off what he did last year.
Aaron Rodgers.
Yes, winning the MVP.
Josh Allen.
Yes.
Justin Herbert.
Yeah. Yeah, probably. Mahomes.
Matthew Stafford?
No.
Joe Burrow?
Close. He's a top tenner. I don't know if he's not a top fiver.
Kyler.
He's a top tenner.
Dak?
Oh, boy.
At the tail end of a top tenner.
What about Lamar Jackson?
He's a top tenner.
It's getting crowded in the top 10, though. It's a lot of top tenners right now.
I was hoping you weren't going to count.
Squeeze Deshaun in there.
Yeah, it's 12 guys in the top 10. I just don't know what the Browns are doing. Because what are you saying to Baker Mayfield? Hey, we want you, but if we can get Deshaun Watson, we don't want you. Now, I know this is the business here, but we know how sensitive Baker Mayfield is. I don't think he can go, hey, I get it. All right. Yeah, you got to go after somebody. There's no way Baker Mayfield feels like Deshaun Watson's better than him. No way. And all of a sudden, the Browns are going to do this Zoom with him and interview him. Carolina and the Saints, I get that. The Browns, man, that's tricky. That's really tricky. Shannon in Indiana. Hey, Shannon, what's on your mind today? Hey, Shannon.
What up, DP?
Is everything okay?
What up, DP?
Is everything okay?
Yes, sir. Sorry about that. Okay. I just want to get your opinion. With Deshaun Watson, he has a no-trade clause, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So what if he tells them, you're not going to trade me anybody but Indianapolis Colts?
Well, then we're going to find out if they want to trade within the division. Thank you, Shannon. I don't know if he's going to push to go to Indianapolis. And if I'm Indianapolis, do I want him? Are they going to just sort of stay put here? Maybe just have a bridge situation? What's Jimmy G? How does Jimmy G factor into all this, too? Because I thought Pittsburgh was going to be all in on him. And then all of a sudden, Mitchell Trubisky ends up with Pittsburgh. You know, Trubisky makes sense to me because he's cheap. Yes, Tom?
And wouldn't they take such a bad cap hit that they would almost be forced to trade him to the Colts if it came down to that and he actually said, it's the Colts or nobody or you're stuck with me on your roster?
No. I don't know. I don't know if it feels like the Texans would draw a line in the sand to say, hey, we're not trading you to Indy. Give us some options, and we'll make sure that we trade you. Lester in Miami. Hi, Lester. What's on your mind?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Dan, I wanted to get your opinion on, it seems like with Deshaun Watson, your team's lining up to trade for him.
Yeah.
But Trevor Bauer is getting no love. I mean, his extended administrative leave keeps getting extended.
Yep. Yep.
And it's one case versus 22.
Yeah, this is baseball holding him out of spring training. And, you know, but it's not like other teams are vying for his services. this is just the Dodgers. And I don't know if Trevor's fighting this, but it was one of those where I was like, is Trevor Bauer going to pitch this year? And then I saw where he's still being held out by the commissioner. And the Dodgers certainly could have used Trevor Bauer. Jason in Nebraska. Hi, Jace. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Danny, Danettes. Love you guys. Much apologies. I tried to get in yesterday, but wanted to just my best was Kevin Durant getting blocked on Sunday. And I thought that was pretty funny because you had brought up, I think, the week prior, last week, never seen him get blocked. Yeah. Even Doris Burke was like, I've never seen this. and I just had a quick request and just asking if you could get that collector. You guys have had him on a couple times. I think last time he was talking about collecting tickets, but just wondering if you could get him on because, you know, I'm a huge car collector. And I'm jealous because I see the Panini boxes you open, and Panini by far is the best, whether it's our Mosaic, Phoenix, Prism. You know, you were asking Danny last week what John Morant's rookie card is. If you were to pull a Panini Prism John Morant, just a base card, and get it graded PSA 9 or 10, it's worth $300 easily. He's going to get MVP. So just wanted to bring that up and see if you guys could get him on because it would be pretty cool. And you guys are opening those boxes. You guys have no idea the potential, especially in those mega boxes that you're getting. They're pretty sweet. So thank you. And if God bless to Pete Alonso, because the Polar Bear is going to take the Mets to the World Series this year. So hope he's good. Go Creighton.
All right. Thank you, Jason. There's a lot going on there. Go Creighton. Go Creighton. Pete Alonso was in a car accident and flipped over, but he's okay. Said, thank goodness for the safety measures that were in his truck or SUV or whatever it was. That was a bad-looking accident there. Wasn't that Gary V that we had on talking about cards?
Our buddy.
Yeah, Gary Vaynerchuk.
It could have been also Darren Revell of Action Network. He does a lot of collecting and talks about them. We've had a few people on.
Yeah. Yeah, so I never know. I have all of these old cards. When I was at the mothership, I would get cards of all sports sent to me. But I don't know if there's anything that's of value in those cards. But you're always finding somebody who says, oh, I got this rookie card and it's in pristine condition. And I always go, I think I may have that. Yeah, Paul.
What if there was, and there probably is, some type of app where you could scan the card you have from home and it can instantaneously tell you the market value of it and offer you something for it?
I like that.
Someone had to have done that.
We all gave away our baseball cards.
We should do this app real quick.
That's a good idea. Yeah, we should do this real quick.
No.
Unless someone else did it.
Let's go. Let's come up with it.
4 years ago.
We got it. Nobody can have it. We said it first.
Yep.
Let's trademark it. Now we just have to build the app.
Cardmarket.com, .net, .org.
Okay. But there are times when you hear that somebody's come up with an app and you go, I could have thought of that.
I don't currently see an app that is just for cards to tell their value.
You know how you could do like a barcode scanning?
Yeah.
You hold the card up and it tells that it's real, and it can even grade the condition.
Fritzie, would you reach out to Mark Cuban right now?
Sure.
And just say, we would like to pitch him something.
Feels like a good day to make a couple $1 million, huh?
Yeah.
Let's go.
I could. You know what? Maybe we'll do that during the commercial break. That we have an idea. We have to come up with a name. I don't want to go on Shark Tank. Yeah. Maybe if I brought everybody on Shark Tank, that would work. What could possibly go wrong with Mr. Wonderful? Let Fritzie do the No, that wouldn't be good. More phone calls coming up. We'll take a break. Back after this, Dan Patrick Show. What do U.S. News, PC Magazine, Popular Science have in common? They all rank SimpliSafe Home Security as the best home security of 2021. In fact, U.S. News just named SimpliSafe the best home security system of 2022. And we're only in March. That's how good SimpliSafe is. Protects your whole home around the clock, every door, every window, every room. It's backed by the best 24/7 professional monitoring in the business, ready to dispatch firefighters, EMTs, police, if you need it. Comprehensive set of sensors and cameras. That all-new wireless outdoor security camera is great stuff. It's going to be about $1, less than $1 a day. You set it up, 30 minutes or less. That's the simple part of it. No long-term contracts, no hidden fees. Try it for 60 days. Risk-free. If you don't like it, send it back free of charge. Customize your perfect system for your home in just a couple of minutes at simplysafedan.com. Go today, claim a free indoor security camera plus 20% off with interactive monitoring. Go to simplysafedan.com. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know what I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
The IndyCar Series motors on in to Texas on Sunday, 12:30 Eastern on NBC and Peacock. The home of the Indy 500. Go to Peacock. More phone calls coming up. So we came up with the concept of an app where you could scan your trading cards to find out the value. So we need to have a name for our app. Then we have to actually develop the app, but that seems small details there. How about Card Judge?
Okay.
They're going to judge your card, your
right
trading.
Right to the point.
Yeah. Card Worth. Yeah, see.
You don't think it needs a name? Like we always talk about flugel or something, like it's some random word
don't
that's
you have
made
to have
up.
Two,
like
two O's in it. Didn't you say that that's like, so yeah. Google, flugel.
Like, oh, you know what app you need to tell that? Go get Garble. Garble is the one that right. tells you all that. They all have some kind of name like that.
And then you got Goop by Gwyneth Paltrow.
Yeah.
Two O's in it.
Natch.
How about Bloob?
Bloob.
B-L-O-O-B. You don't know what it's about, but you tell people you can make a lot of money. When
The symbol could be a blueberry for some reason, because it's like bloob.
All right.
Yeah, okay, spinning this forward.
So like apple, and then you have the bite of the apple, so we have bloob.
Bloob.
Okay.
What do you do now? I work for Bloob.
I just think that somebody may like leave out a letter and they, you know, if they're Googling and Bloob becomes.
Why don't we just call it Boob then?
Yeah. I've been Googling that for decades. Okay, so.
Boob app.
When you go to Bloob, you take your. I've got a Walter Payton card from 1978.
Of course.
I don't know if it's worth anything because it's not a rookie card.
Okay.
You take a picture, you scan it, and there's people who instantaneously tell you the quality of your card based off what they see and what the market is for it. And then they prepare an offer for you.
Well, no, I think it should cost you. We have to make money on this.
Okay.
So the app is, if it's going to, we're going to charge you a nickel every time you scan your card and ask for some information. It's like there's an app where you can point towards a bottle of wine. Vivino is one. And then you just take a picture and then you send it to them. And then they come back and they say, you know, it's 4.2 stars. This is how much it costs, gives you all the information on it. Yeah, Paul.
My concern is that it seems like something, as ingenious as we are as a group.
Yes, of course.
Preface.
And ahead of the curve.
Yes, we're really cutting edge at everything.
Incredible.
Yeah.
It seems like it's possible someone else has come up with this idea.
Yeah, in the last 5 minutes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Like, what if somebody in the last 5 minutes developed an app that was called Collect? COLLX, and you could snap a photo of your cards and get the value in seconds.
Is that a real thing?
What if they just developed in the last 5 minutes the fastest way to figure out what your cards are worth and already had it up on the App Store and Google Play and had the website already put together?
Oh, they did. They did that?
Yeah.
Damn.
They did just since you said it.
Yeah, Paul.
I don't like that name. Collects sounds like a collection agency that's calling you to take your money because you didn't pay a bill. Ours is cool. Bloob, that sounds like a good time.
Bloob.
Brought to you by Dan Patrick. Everyone likes you. We're off to a good start.
Show me your bloobs.
Yeah.
Yeah. <that's>
Show me your bloobs.
What? Yeah.
Bloobs. Ching, 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 ching.
Did we hear from Mark Cuban yet? Did you?
I have not heard back from him.
Okay.
Just yet. Right. He is aware.
Yeah. Yeah. In case you were just joining us, Fritzy had a delivery, and I wanted him to hear this just so he knows what it sounds like. All right, I'm gonna be diplomatic here. Do we play this? Who's in favor of playing this? That Todd with his delivery, Todd.
Yeah, we should play it. If I'm not hearing it, I need to know what's going on.
Yes, Eden.
What if somehow in the recording it didn't sound like that?
And it's just us?
And no. Imagine if like it just sounded normal, like there was no thing. Sorry.
Who votes against playing it? Paulie does. Okay. Seton does?
No, I'm going to vote. I was going to vote against playing with it until Todd said he wanted to hear it.
Yeah,
so now I'm going to stick with Todd.
Yeah, I am too.
I'm going to support him in this moment.
Okay. So here we go. That, you know, then that's a phony vote by you, Paulie.
I wanted to seem compassionate. I knew all the votes were in.
All right, Marvin. Play it.
He wasn't even sure if he should have shown up. Is that really how it sounds?
Yes. I
don't have braces or any kind of orthodonture. I don't understand.
Play it.
That wasn't enhanced at all. It really came
play,
out.
Play it again.
He wasn't even sure if he should have shown up. Are you serious? That wasn't enhanced
at all? Succotash.
No, that's what you did.
Are you guys being totally serious that they didn't play with that in the back?
Todd, I swear to God, that's what it sounded like.
That's terrifying.
Let me play it one more time.
He wasn't even sure if he should have shown up. why am I not hearing it like that in my ear? It's terrible.
Do you hear it now?
I can't believe that that's what... I understand why you guys are making fun of it and cackling and enjoying it. And I don't know I don't know how to cure that. I'm drinking water. I'm trying to make sure my mouth isn't too dry, or maybe it's too
wet. It's too much water.
I don't know what to do. I don't know what you do for that.
Yes.
That's so beyond odd.
We invented Bloob. Now it's the mouth vacuum is our next adventure.
But I didn't always do that. So like, what's changed? I don't understand. Something in my diet? I haven't done that all these years. That kind of sound coming out of me. So what is it?
You would have a little bit of the... Like
but that's ridiculous.
That one was.
That's like some kind of Warner Brothers character that you'd watch on Saturday morning.
Yes, that's. I shall. She shall at the seashore.
That actually is terrifying to me to hear that back.
Yeah, play it one more time, Marvin.
He wasn't even sure if he should have shown up. That is crazy. I can't. If that's the authentic version, and I trust you guys that it is,
Todd.
Then that's I really need
how
to.
You sound.
I should probably go from here to some kind of medical center.
How the hell could we doctor that?
For that to come out of my mouth like that, and that really needs to be examined, like ear, nose, and throat doctor or something.
All right.
That's horrific.
Glenn, how about one more time, and then we'll put it to bed. Here we go.
He wasn't even sure if he should have shown up.
Now
I'm genuinely concerned.
Now then we're going to put that to bed. We're gonna get rid of that.
Am I still allowed to talk on the show?
Yes.
I'm trying to figure out how to not to do that.
Well, you didn't say anything for about an hour after I mentioned that.
Yeah, I got all sensitive, and I was like, and then I became, you know, I was worried that I was going to keep doing that. That's what was going to come out of my mouth.
Glenn in Huntington Beach joining us. Hi, Glenn. What's on your mind?
Hey, 63205. Mm-hmm. So for that app, yeah, I kind of been working on that as well. Remember back in the day, they'd have the Beckett's that would say if your card's mint or unmint?
Yeah.
It's called Mint. Called Mint.
Oh, okay.
So remember the Beckett's, Bo Jackson Beckett? They would say, you know, your card, Barry Sanders, rookie. Simple as that, mint. And you can dress it up a little bit more, but something I've thought of a long time ago.
Oh, Glenn trying to get in on the app here. Nice try, Glenn in Huntington Beach. Mint.
Mint's already taken anyway.
Yeah, that's the phone company that Ryan Reynolds is involved with.
And there's an app called Mint that's like a budget tracker thing.
Yeah. Nice try, Glenn.
I thought of the card thing.
I'm just saying bloob.
Bloob.
Bloob. Jeremy in Wisconsin. Hi, Jeremy. What's on your mind?
Hey, DP fellows. Hope this call finds all of you well today. So I just had a quick comment and then a question. Mm. So the comment is very happy to see Aaron Rodgers returning to Green Bay, of course, and then making the commitment. I can continue to wear my Aaron Shrugged shirt in confidence as long or also with the other green and yellow DP gear that I have. But that brings me to my question. Mm-hmm. So waiting for me when I return home is a very nice green colored T-shirt that represents a golf tournament played in April.
Yes.
Should we be expecting a cease and desist from said T-shirt?
Shh, 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 shh. Don't know what you're referring to, Jeremy. Don't know what you're referring to. Random golf tournament coming up? Yes, Eden.
I just wanted to update you guys quickly that I searched the App Store and there's nothing called Bloob.
Okay.
So maybe we just hold on to the name. Maybe it's not a card app. Maybe it's just something else. But let's hold on to the name Bloob.
Yeah, Paulie.
Also check the trademark office. And if Tom Brady doesn't get it first, Bloob is available.
Yeah. Well, he hadn't gotten Tampa Bay yet.
Still pending.
Yeah.
That's BS.
Yeah. Mark in Georgia. Hi, Mark. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan Dennett. A hand size of an apish 9. And I just wanted to share with you all the most traditional Steelers fight song, and that is Jimmy Pohl's Steelers Polka. Mm-hmm. And it goes something like this. Okay. We're from the town with the great football team. Bump, 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 bump. We cheer the Pittsburgh Steelers, and so forth.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, Mark. Yeah, we were wondering when Mitchell Trubisky gets introduced, you know, do they have the theme song, fight song there? And I thought, I don't know. Remember the Oilers had Love You Blue? That was a great one when Earl Campbell was there and Bum Phillips. What are some of the other ones? Todd, did you find some other theme songs?
I just remember the Houston Oilers number one song, which was cool, which I think, is that the Love You Blue song? Houston Oilers, Houston Oilers, Houston Oilers number one. That was nice and cheesy during the Bumaruski years.
Yeah. Do most teams have, like, a song that they've adopted? That's not really a fight song?
I've heard the Ravens have a band and play a type of fight song. I don't know what it is.
Hmm.
Checking.
Jonathan in Memphis. Hey, Jonathan, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan, how you doing?
Great, 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 great.
Hey, 9 1/10 inch hands, okay. Just so I'm a little bigger than the last guy. And actually, as an aside, my girlfriend saw me measuring my hands the other day. She's like, why are you measuring way up there? Anyway, I had a comment about the card app. The only way this could really work, I'm an avid card collector, and I've been doing a lot lately. The only way this could really work is if it's somehow linked to a sold option, usually the one on eBay. So you can see, if you do the search, you can see what these cards are actually selling for in real time, because the card market is very volatile. These prices change on a daily, sometimes hourly basis in their prices. And so if that app could link to how much they're being sold for currently, then that would actually be something of great value, and I would use it all the time.
All right. Well, thank you, Jonathan. We'll take that under advisement. Yes, Paul?
Yeah, we could add a Bloob ticker, and it could be like the Dow Jones stock ticker, which shows you what cards are going up and down. Let's say
trending.
Let's say a famous athlete, older athlete, passes away. All of a sudden, that card is now worth more for that certain time period, almost like a stock market for cards.
John in Las Vegas. Hi, John.
Hey, how's it going?
Great, John.
Hey, I love your idea about the cards. I mean, I have a Brett Favre rookie card, and I keep looking up. When I was a kid, I would always go to Beckett, but they really don't have that anymore. So I'm really thinking that you guys' idea of this card thing, you should really chase it.
All right, we will. I got some of my best people on it. Fritzy.
I'm working on it.
Kyle in Kansas. Hi, Kyle.
Hey, Dan. How's it going?
Great, Kyle.
Well, I just got a suggestion for your card game.
Okay.
Or your card app. And, you know, you guys are talking about getting a hold of Mark Cuban, and I just can't believe you haven't thought of it already. But I think the app needs to be called Card Shark.
Okay. Well, they own that name, though. Yeah, thank you, Kyle. How about card game? See if that's taken, Seton. Bloob is still available, though.
Bloob is kind of, I mean, it's going to be tough to move off of Bloob at this point.
Yes, Paulie.
Hey, Ted, how much is that card worth? I don't know, Mike. Go Bloob it.
Bloob it.
The commercial's right there.
Okay.
It's like those general.
So it becomes a verb.
Bloob it, like Google.
Bloob
it. Yeah, go Bloob it.
Yeah, hold on. Let me Bloob it.
Let me Bloob it. I like it.
It's perfect.
And if you lose money, did you get bloobed?
Yes. Yes.
Let's get bloobed up.
Bloob job.
What?
Wow. If you get a bloob job, that means you really scored on the site.
Yeah. That's right.
It's catching on.
Yeah. Yes, Todd.
But can you enhance the value of your card somehow? If it's not in mint condition, I don't know how you would make it mint condition. It's part of the bloob job.
That'd be the bloob job. Yeah. Okay. You know, it's probably a good time to take a break here, considering the direction we're headed in. Last call for phone calls, what we learn, what's in store tomorrow, and this day in sports history. And, of course, Todd will have his snoreboard as well back after this. I always look around the room to see who's got the free clothes on. I have it today. I think Fritzy has it today. Fritzy, do you have your Link Soul on today?
Love my Link Soul.
Yeah. Seton, I think, has got his Link Soul on today. I've got mine today. Paulie.
I just got an old Munchie t-shirt.
Okay.
Need to step it up.
Yeah, you do. Link Soul. You'll love it. It's our clothing sponsor here. Got a chance to tour the factory, see exactly what they do, meet all the people involved in this, including John Ashworth. He changed golf fashion forever, and this is his latest brand that he started with his nephew. You can dress up, dress down. You can go to the beach. You can just chill. Hats, hoodies, shorts, pants, sweatshirts. They've got it all. And t-shirts. U.S. Open winner Jeff Ogilvie is part of Link Soul. Bubba Watson invested in Link Soul. Alex Smith, an ambassador for Link Soul. Thanks to Link Soul, the Danettes are dialed in, and so am I. LinkSoul.com. Check it out. Let me know what you think. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR, or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
We just got a response from Mark Cuban. He is traveling with his son. It's his son's spring break. So maybe we reach out to Ashton Kutcher, Alex Rodriguez.
Why not?
They were on Shark Tank. We could get them and maybe we could make our pitch for a card app, Bloob. Now, if the card goes down in value, then it's a Bloob reduction. Right?
Nice.
Okay.
Oh, it took me a second.
Yes, Paul.
You know, and Bloob, we're not limited to cards. Any type of sports memorabilia you have, we can gauge the value of. Let's say you have a Mets opening day program from 1975.
Right.
You may think it's worth something.
Right.
Bloob never rests.
All right. Dan in Ohio. Yes, Dan.
Hey, guys. Dan in Ohio. 6'2", a nice portly 275. Great idea on the card app. I'm secretly getting back into cards just to get a collection for my sons, but I do know that there is something for Pokemon cards called TCG Player, which I think a lot of people have heard of that, but it's really hard to get it to read your card with the photo. Great idea on the sports cards. From anything I've ever seen, it's just eBay. Check eBay comps. I just took my kids to their first sports card show last weekend in Ohio, and it's the first time they've done it since COVID, and it was actually insane how packed it was.
Yeah, you know, there's big dollars in it again. Yes, Marvin, you've got a question for me?
Yeah, I got some NFL news. I mean, not like, but according to Adam Schefter.
Yes.
A sleeper team has emerged for Deshaun Watson services.
Ooh, okay. Who wants to guess said sleeper team? Todd, I'll start with you.
I'm going to go with the Titans. Why not?
Okay. Seton.
How about the Detroit Lions?
Detroit Lions. Paulie?
The Seahawks.
I could see the Seahawks. I'm going to go with the Eagles.
That's a good one.
Marv?
All right. So all of you are wrong.
Oh.
It's the Atlanta Falcons.
Oh. Okay. Dangarang.
Dangarang.
Okay.
You send Matt Ryan over to the Texans? Is that like a swap?
I don't know. I would send Matt Ryan to the Colts. And maybe you take another spin like you did with Phillip Rivers. But Matt Ryan might play at a higher level. Yes, Todd?
What can Matt Ryan bring to Cleveland if they're not into Baker anymore and the Browns are built right now to supposedly go deep into the playoffs in that tough AFC North?
I don't know. We're just workshopping this, though. I mean, I don't know. Will in Florida. Hi, Will. What's on your mind?
Hey, just wanted to give my intake onto this app that you got. The theory is pretty promising, but you really need to pay attention to the technical aspects. That if your typical user lives in their mother's basement, and if they do not have proper built-in bandwidth, they are not going to be able to see the bloobs.
All right. Thank you, Will.
Big setup. Not bad.
Big
no,
setup.
No, it was a big windup. Yeah. He didn't have a man on base. That was a full windup there. Reggie in Mississippi. Hey, Reg, what's on your mind?
Hey, man. A long and hard 9.38-inch hands. Look, I've been in a meeting for the past hour and a half. Can you give me a playback on what Fritzy did? I know you said you'll put it to bed, but I totally missed out on that, man. Thanks for taking my call.
All right. Thank you, Reggie.
That's a fellow who gets the show there, man. Reggie.
I need Todd's permission to play his voice.
I think we should.
Okay. This is for Reggie. In case you missed this, Marvin, would you play it?
He wasn't even sure if he should have shown up.
The backroom guys are roaring.
I'm still hoping at the end of the show, somehow someone from the back's going to come out and say, we fudged
no, I went back. Really I went like. Back during the commercial break. And I talked to Rob, and I talked to Ray and Mario, and even the big German and Dylan. I said, Todd thinks we doctored this.
I'm hoping they doctored it. It's very disturbing that's coming out of my mouth right now.
We didn't doctor it. But as Paulie said, we would, but we didn't.
Yeah, I wish I would have.
Yes, see.
Todd, can I ask a personal question?
Yeah.
Are you missing any teeth?
I'm not. I have one chipped tooth, which I've had since like I was a little kid, but that wouldn't cause that.
Because it almost sounds like there's like if you were missing teeth and like air is sneaking out on the side a little bit, and then that's why anytime, sometimes you catch like it's there's
play
air
it, play
going
it again,
out the side.
Marvin, let me just hear. Play it again.
He wasn't even sure if he should have shown up. I cannot believe it. That's what
Todd,
that
a personal
like.
Question. Did you recently acquire a new tongue? Not,
I think I still have all my parts, at least in my mouth. That's ridiculous. I don't know what the deal is there. It is disturbing.
Yeah, is your mouth numb? Like, do you have Novocaine?
No Novocaine, okay. No procedure, anything like that. I'm not trying out for the next Daffy Duck role. I don't know what's going on.
Josh in Sarasota. Hi, Josh. Josh, what's on your mind?
Hey, Dan. How are you?
Hey, bud.
57206. Okay. I just want to let you guys know you definitely made somebody some money here in the last 10, 15 minutes. I went on to GoDaddy to try to buy Bloob.com and missed out on it for $14.99. After updating GoDaddy right now, it's currently available for $5,999, but its estimated value is $8,929.
All right. Well, we're glad to be able to help somebody somewhere. Yeah, Paulie.
Our company is already worth 10 figures. Bloob is crushing it. The Bloob, thebloob.org.
Yes, Seton.
At this point, are we going public with this or what?
Well, we already went public. Now we got to go public.
Yeah, now we got squatters.
Yeah. Yeah.
This guy just said, by the way, that we have with Bloob, you have somebody tweeted for counterfeit warnings, it's a Bloobie trap.
No.
All right.
Well, there's a counterfeit card, like a Bloobie trap warning comes up.
Yeah. All we got to do is come up with the actual app. I mean, we got everything else here. I'm telling you, get A-Rod on or Ashton Kutcher. You know, I'll give them 20%
That's a lot up to, you got to, you start with like 8% and then 20.
Yeah, I'll go up to 20. You know what? Check in with Warren Buffett, Fritzy. See if Warren Buffett would join us. Yes, Seton.
What if, you know how women wear tape to keep dresses in place on their chest?
Mm-hmm.
What if we made our own one and that was called Gloob?
All right.
We can make that tape. We can just make a new version of that tape and make it like all organic or something, and it's called glue.
I think we need to stop giving away all of our great ideas on the air.
Okay.
Jim in California. Hi, Jim.
Ian, how are you?
Great, Jim.
Todd, you there?
I am.
Todd, I'm really concerned about you. I listened this morning, and it sounds like you're slurring your S's. And I think you really need to go see somebody professional about that, all right? You got everybody at my work concerned. You really lighten up our day every day, and we want you to go get checked out. Would you do that for us?
I can take a look at that. I am concerned that that's this, I don't know if that's a slurring thing or a saliva thing or what's happening there.
Can we record the visit to the doctor's office? And bring that tape with you. We'll have you play that tape when you sit down and go, Doc, what's wrong with me? Listen to this.
Marvin?
He wasn't even sure if he should have shown up.
Yeah.
It's like I'm doing a bad impression of something or something.
Todd, what did I learn today?
Peter King's very impressed with what the Chargers have done to bolster their roster during free agency.
What do U.S. News, PC Magazine, and Popular Science have in common? They all rank SimpliSafe Home Security as the best home security system of 2021. To claim a free indoor security camera, plus 20% off interactive monitoring, go to SimpliSafeDan.com. Thanks for joining us.
It was a good show today.
Thanks, Sean.
Welcome.
Take a break. Talk to you tomorrow. One more item, we close out the show. This past year brought a lot of change to our lives. In fact, the last couple of years, and maybe you thought about changing jobs or considering retirement. And if that's your situation, you probably have a lot of questions on your mind. Who's going to handle your retirement accounts? Do you have enough money to retire? Is your portfolio invested appropriately? Retirement's a big deal. When it comes to investing for retirement, most people can't afford to make mistakes. Stifel has helped clients like you manage investments for over 130 years. Your Stifel financial advisor can help you create a personalized retirement plan, understand your options for claiming Social Security, and implement an investment portfolio designed around your needs. Plus, Stifel clients have access to Stifel's award-winning equity research and investment strategy views, so you can make more informed decisions regarding your portfolio. Find your Stifel financial advisor, Stifel.com, S-T-I-F-E-L, Stifel.com, Stifel Nicholas and Company Incorporated, member SIPC NYSE.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Zero Foxtrot isn't just a brand, it's a way of life. Founded and operated by veterans, Zero Foxtrot's unique apparel and gear echoes the grit of the warrior culture. Zero Foxtrot dedicates itself to producing content, honoring the sacrifices of forgotten heroes of the past, and connecting history to the present. Embark on a journey with Zero Foxtrot today at ZeroFoxtrot.com. It's not merely our products, it's about the ethos that we embody. Rugged, resilient, and timeless.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They're also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.